Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location. The ultimate remote location. There can be no more precious, there can be no more most precious place than this one for me. You gotta excuse my usually smooth delivery. I'm a little bit rusty as I'm still adjusting to the humidity and the jet lag and being in a different time zone. What I do is I rent a car in Cleveland and drive it to Youngstown and drop it off at Youngstown. Instead of, you know, keeping it the whole time, it comes out a lot cheaper. And the price is not too bad. I think I paid $125 to get here, but I was able to keep it over, because since I flew in on Saturday, you can't take it back on Sunday. So you get to keep it till Monday. And usually in my mind, yeah, I can do this, I can do that. You know, I can do go here, go here. Shoot. I get here Saturday night. I think I got to my daughter's house about midnight. Me and her start talking. Me and granddaughter start going at it. I ain't get to sleep till like 5. So you can imagine what the Sunday was like. I went to Sparkle, and since I took granddaughter to Sparkle with me, I drove my daughter's car. So the rental car just sat. Them damn rental cars just be sitting. I didn't even use it yesterday. But I did use it when I got there. I went to Sheetz gas station to get something to eat. They got the gas station food mart in there. Because everything back here closed. 12:30. The only thing that was open was like a pizza place downtown. And a couple of other things that haven't been verified. But, and then of course I didn't want any Burger King or McDonald's or anything like that. No. So I went to Sheetz and got, it was a pretty good burger. It was pretty good. Build your own. It was pretty good for, you know, what it was. Like, it was damn good. Let's just face it. Ate that. Went to bed, stuffed fat, 5 o'clock in the morning. I ain't do nothing yesterday. I take that back. I did one thing yesterday. I did the coolest thing yesterday. In fact, it was double cool. I did one thing yesterday. I went to Sparkle. You know, I do my usual ritual Sparkle. Go get my ham spread, my chips, my candies, my cakes, and breakfast food for the week. So, and yesterday, I did cook breakfast for the week. Grits, eggs, and some meat, sausage meat. I think I got kielbasa. Left the food chopper at home. I don't need it. It's nice to do. I do like, you know, pasting, making my food, my breakfast, a spoon food, but I didn't need to do that. I didn't have to do that at all. So, me and granddaughter, still took granddaughter Sparkle with me. He had a good time. Oh my God, the child, granddaughter, talking to everybody, pointing at people, laughing and talking to herself, just having a good time. It was just a pleasant experience. Everybody telling her how cute she is, and she pointing at people, and just, you know, just talking to people. And I let her out of the push cart, the shopping cart, let her walk around. She did pretty good. We got separated one time, found her in the baby aisle with all the diapers and stuff. Because usually when I call her, she comes. But she wasn't coming that time, and I went back looking for her. I must have missed her. I was like, where you at? And here she come walking out the aisle looking. I mean, because we're in a small store. Ain't nobody in there. I wasn't, you know, worried about nothing. I wouldn't have done it if I'd have been, like, at a big Walmart or a Giant Eagle or something like that. It was just a Sparkle. It's like, you know. And I go to the Sparkle on South Avenue, the one that's not modernized on purpose. Small one. Old school. Old school shelves. Just the old school registers. I go to that one on purpose. So me and granddaughter went up in there. And I got it, put it in the thing. And on the shopping cart, I turn the shopping cart around and I push it from the back because she's facing, you know, they're facing this way if you're pushing the shopping cart. So I push it from the back so she can have, you know, view and do it that way. So we're going in there, right? Coolest thing in the world happened. I'm walking there, I turn the corner, I look up, Daryl Williams. Daryl Williams come walking out. I was like, oh my God, this dude, man, the way I'm telling the story, it was me, him, I think James Heron, and somebody else was there. We took lunch, ninth grade. And I think we had B. I think we were on B. I remember we were on B at Carter Moody. And we would have lunch together. We had lunch together every day for, you know, school year. It was somebody else that I can't remember. It was somebody else that was with us. I can't remember. But, so, you know, we would talk, you know, we was ninth grade boys just talking, yakking. And, you know, so me and him go back. In fact, he went to Cleveland School, too. And then I left for Carter Moody in the fifth grade. Come to find out, he came to Carter Moody in the sixth grade. I mean, he came to St. Pat's in the sixth grade. I went to St. Pat's in the fifth grade. He came to St. Pat's. So I come in, right, and me and him, he been hitting me up on Facebook, you know, messenger saying, you call him, do this, give me your number, blah, blah. And y'all know I don't be calling people. I mean, I don't be calling people. I don't be reaching out. And I'm like, why do people even still use phones? Why do we still have phones? I'll tell you why. In case we got to call and get a hold of customer service directly. That's why. And then we could probably do that. Do a Facebook phone. So what is that all about? We could probably do that doing a Facebook phone or that kind of phone. I don't even think we need regular Ohio Bell phone lines anymore. Anyhow, so, and I feel bad because, you know, you're a cool dude. I wanted to get with him, but, you know, I get back here, I get all, you know, running around. I don't know. And so I turned and I looked up. I mean, I'm with granddaughter. Going in the Sparkle to get my ham spread and my bread and all my pastries and, you know, my potato chips and blah, blah, blah. And I look up and it's him. I'm like, oh my God, that was the best. That was the best. That made the day. The day was over. Boom. Me and him probably stood there and talked for about a half hour. His father was with him. He got his father situated in the car. I had granddaughter. Granddaughter was sitting in the shopping cart. Didn't make a peep. Was talking. You know, no problem. No fussing. She was just happy to be there, I guess. She was just happy. We didn't have to talk for like a half hour. She sat there, didn't fuss at all. You know, just you could hear her like interacting or doing whatever she was doing. So, you know, in my peripheral hearing, I could hear that she was okay because she was, you know, doing stuff. And me and him just talking, catching up. It was good seeing him. That was good. That made my day. And after that, granddaughter goes to her father. And then I have the house to myself. So I had the house to myself for the rest of the day. And I needed it. I need it. I'm talking, and because let me just say this. Let me just say this too. I was talking about, oh yeah, I can land, sleep a few hours, jump in the car, drive to DC, catch the Pete Funk show, drive back to work today. But yeah. I was looking up airfare and this and that. Then I realized, I was like, oh yeah. You have the car till Monday anyway, so you got transportation. I was like, oh, yeah. Shoot. I couldn't do nothing yesterday. I could barely move. Came home, got set up. I mean, my daughters got set up in the room. Well, not even set up. Partially unpacked. Set up the card table. Put up my computer. Not even my work computer. Didn't do that till yesterday. Up till, you know, just still buzzing around. I got there, I couldn't even sit down for like an hour and a half. I went to Sheets, got some food. Still, you know, I'm still buzzing. Cause it's, even though it's like 1 o'clock there, it's only like 10 o'clock, you know, in my body clock from in California. So I'm still buzzing around. I ain't get to sleep till 5 o'clock. And I went to sleep with a full belly of probably the worst food I could probably have eaten at that time of night. And it was so good. I woke up groggy. That humidity hit me. But the air conditioning in the house just felt so good. So it was just, I did nothing yesterday. I did nothing yesterday. So today I'm getting back into it, get back to my routine. I work 3 to 11, which actually works out. And I keep saying I want to get that changed because it's 12 to 8. I work 12 to 8 if I'm in LA. But since I'm here working from home, you know, they don't need to know about it. They don't need to care until Wednesday. When Wednesday we're supposed to be in the office and I can't be there. So I had to take a PTO day. You know, so I'm working 3 to 11. It works out because that's my daughter's hours. So when I get off work, 11, punch out. She come in with granddaughter shortly after that. You know, we kick it for a minute and we can wake up in the morning. And I can take granddaughter with me on my morning stroll, half of which I'm doing now because I dropped the car off at Hertz and Boardman and just walked back. So I usually walk that far and walk back, so I'll probably get, you know, enough steps. I'll get more than enough steps in that will complement my steps I get doing work. Pushed me over 10,000. Last night I got up. I was lazy. It was like 9:30. It was like 9:35 when I finally kind of, you know, was really able to not function, but become aware. So I got up and I forget it. I started setting up my computer for work or, and I think I went and got steps. Yeah, I went and got steps on the glider in the basement. I was walking around the glider in the basement, walking around the basement, you know, a little bit, and get on the glider for like 20 minutes just to get the 10,000 in. Probably not a real 10,000. Got up on the scale last night, 202 something. I was like, 203. I was like, I deserve it. Woke up this morning, it was 201 something, which I was grateful for. I thought it'd be worse than that. So I'm out here now. I got my breakfast food. Of course, I got a bunch of junk there that I'll probably hit after work. I'm trying to determine how I want my sleep patterns to go. Oh, I should just let it just go and they'll probably naturally settle into where they need to be. But it's Wednesday. I'm planning an excursion, an expedition that I might need to get up early. Early is like before noon. So I might probably need to start trying to adjust my sleep cycle so that I can probably go down and go to sleep a little bit earlier. But anyway, it was just good. It was good to turn that corner and look up and see Daryl Williams. I mean, this is somebody I've been wanting to talk to people. I've been wanting to connect. In fact, last time I was here, I was like, I was riding down my street I grew up on, and I was like, I knew down at the other end, Jamie Williams lived down there. And that just happens to be Daryl Williams' cousin. And I kind of didn't even realize that until like yesterday when they said Williams and Williams, and I know them both for over 50 years. I was like, Williams and Williams, oh wow, okay. And so I ended up over his house, it's right now, she said, ah. So I texted him, I said, hey man, where you at? I said, I think I just drove past your house. And he told me, and I went up there, stopped over there for a bit. So I am, then I saw Daryl coming around the corner at Sparkle. That was the cool. And that's another thing too. Being back here, I'm not used to just like be walking down the street and seeing people I know. You know, in LA, I'm walking all the time. Well, nobody know me. And I like it that way. You can be anonymous. I walk around, you know, you see the people you see every day, but they don't really know me. And I like it that way. That's a good thing. I mean, no extended conversation. You don't got to talk, check up, you know. And one thing about it too is back here, you know, when you see people, you have emotional attachment to these people. These people got roots in you. So every time I see somebody, it's not just a, hey, how you doing? It's like, oh man, it's like emotion generated. And you're like, oh, I mean, you can go up and down. It's just not like casual, you know, do-do-do-do-do. You know, I ain't worried about how I look or when I'm wearing anything like that. God forbid I was to, you know, be concerned about that. You know, run up on somebody and, you know, oh, I don't have this on, or I don't look right this, or I'm not wearing that right. I'd just be like, whatever. And that element ain't even in it. But just seeing people, the emotional charge you get from seeing them, that's just draining. Even if it gives you energy. Even if it gives you energy in this, it's still draining. It's an exercise. It's work. It's your body doing work. Maybe not work in the sense that we consider something pleasurable, but actually movement of energy or an expenditure of energy. And though you may get something back from it mentally, still physically, mentally, you went someplace and came back. And you know, that there's opportunity cost for expending that kind of energy. So if I'm just walking down the street and I see somebody, you know, oh my God, oh, no, it's just not like, hey, what's up? No, ain't it that? It's, oh man, where the fuck? I ain't seen you. And it's good when you're ready for it. Yesterday I wasn't ready for it. Today I should be. What was that? Did I hear something? I thought that was my selfie stick. Did you hear that thing go shh, shh, or something like that? Anyway, what was I going to say? Yeah, but next week, next Sunday, I want to go to Wick Music in the Park, Wick Park. I want to go to like Music in the Wick Park and see everybody. Cause I think that's where everybody go on Sunday. In fact, Jesse hit me up yesterday. Say, hey, come on down. We at Wick Park. And I see other people posting, you know, that they was at Wick Park. So I want to do that. Jazz in the park or something. You know, go out and see some people. You know. But we'll see. We'll see. That's next Sunday. And then week after that, P-Funk in Pittsburgh and Cleveland. I think I rented the cars already for them days. I think I did. We'll see. And then when I rent the car those days, hopefully I'll get it early enough or before I take it back. Well, I'll do the neighborhood, see what's up. Or I could actually walk through the neighborhood. I've done that before. My morning walks. I can walk from where my daughter lives all the way to where I grew up on Dewey and back. You know, take pictures and see that stuff. Do all that. Hey, I want to see what the city looks like. I like the old school architecture. See all this stuff here? I grew up with. I know every time I come here, I tell y'all, there used to be Robert Hall and Kenny Shoes. I know. Every time I come here, I tell y'all that. That's how precious it is to me. That's how precious all this is. And the trees. Trees everywhere. That's how precious it is to me. Even the sidewalks. And though I didn't, you know, get down this way that much, just going between here and the mall in the car, and every, when I got older, you know, 14, 15, whatever, riding the bikes. We used to ride a bike to the hobby shop out here. But never, you know, didn't do too much business on this street. Not, you know, as a kid growing up or anything. So, then we come back around. Two, so I just got distracted from the police, the sheriff out here. I mean, I'm not afraid of the police. I don't think the police is out to get me or anything. But all the talk from all the news, and the things you hear about, what people talk about back here, you know, it gets in your head. Even though I don't believe in all that police brutality, how to shoot a black man, you know, black this, I don't believe in all that. I don't believe that. I think it's highly exaggerated. And it was highly exaggerated to get a point across and to make change. I'm not saying the change is bad or the change is good. I'm just saying, it was exaggerated to make a point. It was a tactic. And it probably worked, you know. So, but it's still in my mind. I'm still like, oh. I'm still like, oh, God. Don't shoot me, policeman. And I know that's not the right way to be. Crossing the street now because I gotta go to Dollar General, pick up some AAA batteries. Mr. Scale is low. Feels good. Humidity feels good to be out here, so comfortable and warm and everything. It's so comfortable and warm and at night. It could be 73 degrees, but it still feel just so comfortable. And like right now, it's like this is the weather that I grew up in. So this is the weather that I most appreciate, or this, you know, about me. I'm at the corner of Shields and Market. You can see, waiting for the light to change. How am I supposed to know? I guess there ain't no walk sign, so I guess that's a good enough thing for me. Go walk up. Oh, I feel rain. I feel a little bit of rain. Oh, I feel another raindrop. Here comes some rain, people. See the clouds. Oh, I feel it. I'm almost home. I'm almost home, so I'm not too bad off. And it maybe just rain or scattered. I guess they had tornado warnings the other day. But we'll see. Maybe I'll go in here and buy an umbrella. I ain't see the bus. Usually I see the bus when I'm walking down here. I didn't see the bus. I didn't see the public bus until I was walking. I don't know what that's about. People be driving out here like their life depending on it. You trying to get the Dunkin' Donut. Anyhow, coming to you from the ultimate remote location. It was really good yesterday. Turn that corner. Look at my teeth. Hey, y'all, Snagatooth. I look country. Look like a country bumpkin. My teeth is perfect. I grew up with my teeth was perfect. And this should be a traumatic experience for me. I should be more traumatized by going from perfect teeth to what I got now. But I do got all my teeth. I do got my implants. So I can chew and eat up stuff now. And I'm starting to get used to using the both sides of my mouth, molars in the back, and the feeling of not feeling. The not feeling of the fake teeth in the back. You get used to that. And you just still learn how to, you know, molar and crush food with them. So you don't have that same sensation of tooth on food sensitivity. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey Mitchell. Swing on y'all 2 times. For me, for Funk, and for every elementary particle that exists, existed in any atom in this or in any universe, that ever was, is, or will be, the totality of it all, a hypothesis of all is one, a theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.